Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on ClaudioRelsano.com. Brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everybody, and thanks so much for tuning in to the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. As always, I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions and my great, great producer, Adam Zalouf. Today's guest, when I first met him and read his bio, I admired him very much for all of the different work that he does. And as you guys know, I do multiple things, but this guy does more than I do. And I admired that very much. And then after getting to know him, I admired the man even more, which to me is more important. So today's guest is the CEO of Lee Davis and Associates Consulting. He's also the president of SLG Sports and Entertainment. And that's Lee Davis. Lee, thanks so much for being on our show.
Hey, what's going on, my brother? How you doing, Claudio? It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, I've been waiting to get you on. I couldn't wait to get you on. I'm glad you're on and meant what I said. Like I said, I admire you a ton, and I'm looking forward to our relationship growing even more. And as a matter of fact, Lee and I are going to be collaborating, partnering up to do something that we're going to be talking about more as the weeks go on, and that's like a celebrity placement business. It's a Legends division on the Lee Davis Consulting and Associates. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, so am I, man. And you know, thank goodness we got good people in our corner, like Sister Amber is helping us work through all this.
We couldn't do it without Amber. I know for damn sure I can't be doing what she's doing. Maybe you can. I know I can't.
She's good with
that stuff, man.
Right. I give credit where credit is due, man. I stay in my lane.
Exactly. Me too. All right. Well, you know what, Lee? I talked about some of your accomplishments, but let's talk about where you started. You were born in Braddock. Tell us about the young man growing up in Braddock.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Braddock of yesteryear when I grew up was a little bit different than the Braddock that we know today. Braddock in my early years was wonderful, man. I grew up in the projects for a minute, Talbot Towers, if anybody remembers those housing projects. Moved into different places in Braddock and then North Braddock, and eventually senior year in high school ended up in Swissvale. So with all those experiences and meeting so many great people, I had a wonderful childhood, man. And even though in the 90s as a young man, you know, I grew up, that was the height of the crack era. And that's when things really took a change for the worse, when the crack came in and the steel mills, you know, went out of business, or not out of business, but moved on to other countries, so to speak, and shut down. And so that was, you know, it was a great childhood. My young adulthood was marred by some mistakes that I made in that, like I said, in that crack era. I think a few of us fell victim to either selling drugs or taking drugs. And I was one of those people, even though I knew in my heart I shouldn't have been in or around that circle, that also not only hurt me in a way, but it helped me also as a person. So I grew from that, and I learned a valuable lesson, and I met some great people when I came out of that fog that I was in. And so I don't want to diminish, you know, the things that I went through, good or bad, because they both shaped who I am today. But Braddock was wonderful, man. I can't say enough about the people from there, the people still in my life as far as family as well, man. So hats off to anybody listening from Braddock or the Mon Valley in general, because, you know, through good and bad, they've always been there for me.
Right. Well, you know, one thing, though, I said Braddock and you said Braddock. That's like I live in Swickley. People who aren't from Swickley say Swickley. The people who are from Swickley, we say Swickley. So I'll say Braddock from now on. But that was my next question.
Claudio, you are absolutely right. And if anybody from Braddock is listening to this, they're going to correct me like they're going to correct you. So it is Braddock. If you're from Braddock, you pronounce it with the I-C-K at the end. myself to use the O speaker. I had to retrain my speaking.
So I'm the one who's right. Okay. But like I said, I know an outsider from Swickley when they say Swickley. Like, we don't say that. We say Swickley, right? But they'll say downtown Swickley. The people who are from here, we say upstreet. So yeah, there's a little bit of a difference there. But one thing you said that it was my next question is your times that, you know, were not so good. I mean, is that what you think shaped you to the person you are today and the accomplishments? And not only that, but you're trying to, you know, the old saying, walk the walk, talk the talk. Well, you do that. I mean, you don't just talk it. Do you think your experiences have motivated you to try to change the people that you come in contact with today?
Yes, in a major way. And, you know, growing up, you go through some things as a child. You know, I never want anybody to go through being hungry or go through depression, anxiety, some of the things that a lot of us still go through today. But as a young man or a young woman in certain areas in this city or county, it's more prevalent than others. And so you take that on early in your life, and sometimes you can shake it and sometimes you can't, depending on who you have around you. And so, yeah, I look at those things as just a chapter in my life, man. There's no bad chapters in my life. Everything is for a purpose and a reason. And so I don't blame anybody. I don't, you know, get down on myself about certain things. I just take the cards that were dealt to me, man, and I play them, you know, the best I can. And within those cards, you know, I try to, again, help others out here, like you alluded to, through my experiences and some of the things that I've done. And hopefully they won't have to go through some of these, you know, these down periods or bad times or go through certain things in life that if a guy like you or me can help them through it or teach them how to go a certain way, they won't have to go through that pain or heartache, not only through for themselves, but the pain and heartache they may bring to their family or to their, you know, the area that they come from. And so, right. Yeah, I look at it as, you know, a positive thing, man. I came out on the other side with a renewed mind and a zest and a zeal to help others. And I always had that in me. But, you know, when you go through some things, it just, you know, it illuminates a little more and it pushes you to really get into your calling, which that's what I call it. This is my purpose and my calling that I do. You know, the business is my passion and all that stuff that I learned. Mm-hmm. But my purpose is helping folks and motivating them and inspiring them to be better or be greater than what they may think they can be.
Well, I've been in your office several times, and every time I've been in there, just about, there's always a group of young college students in there that you're mentoring and talking to. And you know, one of the things I don't like is when somebody has a pulpit and he talks about, let's say, how to start a business, right? And he gives you the top 10 ways to start a business, but he never started a business other than telling you how to start one, right? But you're telling these people, young people, what not to do, what you did right, what you did wrong. So you actually were in that water. I mean, you know what's going on. And I think that they listen to you a hell of a lot more than somebody who's just, again, my mom, I've said this on this show numerous times. My mom used to say, never speak from the neck up, speak from the heart up. And I've always seen you do that. And I know for a fact that you have effect on people for sure. And, but what are some of the, like I said, I've seen numerous people in your office all the time, but can you give us a story about somebody that you've helped that, has come a long way? Well, I know there's been a lot of them.
Yeah, man. That's the blessing of all this, man. And I tell people, you know, the more you give and the more you be a blessing to somebody, that's how much more you're going to become blessed. You know, right. So I'll give you two examples. One, a young man, because I do a lot on the reentry side too, man, young men and women coming home from prison. And so right. One young man came to me. He was in and out, down kind of like to his last bit of hope. But he always wanted to do something as a child. And that's what I ask everybody that I talk to. What is it that you wanted to do when you were younger as a child that you may have gotten away from, you know, as you got older, the world, you know, got in your way or you became a part of what's going on out here. So
right.
He said that he liked trucks and wanted to drive trucks. And so what I did was I figured there's going to be a lot of other people that want to drive trucks and want to get the CDLs. So instead of just working with him, I used his inspiration, and we started a free CDL class in my office. And wow. I'm all about self-sufficiency and not having to go to the government all the time for something or asking people for stuff when we have the resources around us to make it happen. And so what we did was we started a free CDL class, and a lot of people came to it. And by the grace of God, they all stuck with it. I got an instructor that gave us time for free. They went out on a truck that a guy I knew owned and let them train on the truck. And like I said, by the grace of God, I think about 12 people end up getting their CDLs, including that young man who now has a trucking company. And so that's great. Big. You know, all those that's people great. Are able to go out and inspire somebody else. And if they do something like that young man did, now they can hire somebody that may have been in their position. So that's the main thing, you know, that I always want to impress upon people is don't do things for just, you know, yourself or like with the young man, I could have just put him in a class with somebody or talked to him and then it's just been him out there. But we put a whole classroom of people and they encouraged each other and pushed each other to make it through the class, and they did. And so a second example, kind of around the same thing is, if you remember a few years ago, the tiny house situation was big. And nobody in Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania was talking about that. And so I had an idea of, hey, let's start a tiny house company. Let's get the city and the county and whoever privately want to get behind this thing. Let's raise the money and let's get this tiny house company off the ground. But the difference was I went and got people that were coming home from prison. I went and got veterans, and I went and got disabled to all work with each other through an initiative. So they learned how to build these houses through the unions. And when they got done, they could either go into the trades and get into the union, or they could start their own company. And again, at the end of that process, at the end of that two-year process, out of the 10 guys and young ladies that we had, 8 of them went on to start their own companies. I think one went back to prison on a mishap. It wasn't even a big thing, but they went back and then got back out. And then one person died in a car accident, which to this day was probably my best guy, man. He was an awesome veteran. And I salute that brother, man, because he became my point person and my manager of the project. And, you know, he died in a tragic car accident. But at the end of the day, we affected some people's lives, and now they're able to hire other people because they started their own companies. And so those are two of the stories that I love to tell, because it just didn't affect one person. It went on to be a domino effect.
Well, they say a life worth living is a life lived for others. So you're certainly an example of that. On that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania. We'll be right back with Lee Davis. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has 3 convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Aspire Pediatric Therapy in locations Moon Township, Pennsylvania at 993 Broadhead Road, Suite 10, and Banksville at 2893 Banksville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, North Hills area, Pines Plaza Shopping Center, 1130 Perry Highway, Suite 120, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the Punxsutawney area, 1464 North Main Street, Suite 14, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, and the city of Pittsburgh in the north side, 1301 Beaver Avenue, Suite 10, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, And remember to check out their website for all of their information at AspirePediatricTherapy.com. Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, 814-503-8070. Okay, Lee, you talked about, we talked about you being a mentor and all the people that you have had impact on. And Jim Valvano, the former NC State basketball coach, who has now, of course, the Jimmy V Fund that has done so much for cancer, used to say that his favorite word in the dictionary was the word impact. So who had impact on you? Was there a mentor or maybe somebody? So many people have had impact in my life, both professionally and personally. Who had impact in your life, both professionally and personally?
Well, personally, of course, you know, I still believe that the first educator is the person in your household, which is my mom. You know, so my mom has to get a huge shout out for the work she put on and to raise me, as well as my dad, who was an entrepreneur. Everybody in the community knew him. He was a barber, just like my grandfather before him, had his own barbershop and played Negro League baseball. So, you know, my family is pretty well known in the Mon Valley, and I come from a great family structure. And that was personal as well as business. But overall, I mean, I had people like the great Nate Smith, the civil rights guy, Nate Smith. I've been able to, you know, for years, walk and talk with him and gain some insight and knowledge. The late, great Dr. Dorothy Height was instrumental in my life, and she breathed a lot of life into me and made sure that, you know, I stayed on my path. And there's so many, man. I've just been blessed to have numerous mentors coming in and out of my life and still in my life today. And too many to mention without somebody being mad if I forget their name. But, you know, so many great people, man. And I always tell the youngins today that no matter how old you get, you're never too old to have a mentor.
And, oh, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah. And some of these young people today think that they get to a certain stature in life, or a certain age and they don't need anybody anymore. And that's just not true. And I try to explain that to people, man, as much as I can. And those that take that information and run with it, they'll be successful, man. And you know, I just respect our elders, man. That's just how, you know, you and I were raised, and that's right. How I've always been.
You know, we're talking about mentors. Again, with me, everybody knows I talk about my parents constantly. If it wasn't for my parents, as I said this quote numerous times, if you ever see an elephant on top, a turtle, if you ever see a turtle on top of a fence post, you know he didn't get there alone. And if without my parents, I wouldn't be doing the things I'm doing today. But I also had a lot of people that I grew up watching, be it, and they were athletes, be it a Greg Norman, a Maddie Johnson, or numerous guys. I mean, I can go on and on. Be it what they did professionally, but also I've always been into the guys who've done well in business after their sports. I've been doing more. Like, I wasn't a big Kobe Bryant fan as a basketball fan because he always killed my teams, right? But I've been doing a lot of. He's a great player, but I've been really doing a lot of research on him, what he's done after basketball. Alex Rodriguez is a guy that I. He's got a great TV show coming up called Back in the Game, where he mentors former athletes who've lost a lot of money. But my point is, do you think that athletes should voice their opinions and try to have impact on today's youth? I personally think they should, because they have a pulpit, or they have a name, or you look at them in high regards. Like I said, I can go on and on. I had Jim Valvano, John Calipari, big influences in my life, or George Foreman, or Mario Andretti. And they're not all just Italian either. But, you know, I have a bunch of guys that I respected and admired. Some of them I've been fortunate to be friends with. So do you think that athletes today should talk about their entrepreneurial ventures and you know, do what's right? Okay.
Yep. I believe wholeheartedly, because these kids need to know that you can be more than an athlete. You know what I mean?
Right.
So many of these kids only see one side of these athletes. And I believe that if these athletes let these young kids see what they do outside of their sport and the hard work that goes into doing other things, that they'll be a little bit more prepared and understand they can do one more than what, you know, the world or society may tell them they can do or be. And two, it builds character and it builds, internal fortitude and all those other good things that we need to make it through certain things in life. Because everything ain't going to be rosy, whether you're an athlete or just a hardworking guy. You know, we all need these things in our lives. And then, two, you know, like a guy like LeBron, and now, you know, everybody's on this Jay-Z thing. I think if an athlete is going to speak about something, they should be educated on it enough to speak on it, not just because they are an athlete or entertainer and well-known, just speak about something. But, no, go get the guy that's educated on it and can speak to it and maybe even live through it, certain situations. Let them speak on it. And that's my thing on the athletes speaking up about certain situations and issues. As long as they know what they're talking about and know what's going on and can really speak to something, then yeah, go ahead and voice your opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you on two things. I think that they should talk about what they're doing, preparing, like Greg Norman once said, I want to prepare for my life after I'm done being number one golfer in the world, because I'm not going to be number one golfer in the world forever. You mentioned LeBron James, all the different things he's done. And I mentioned Magic, but you brought up a subject that I was going to talk about in a few questions. But since you mentioned it, the partnership between the NFL and Jay-Z, it's been there's some positive things and some people have not said so positive things. If you can explain the reason for the partnership and your thoughts on it, do you think it'll help or is it just, show?
Well, as far as right now, at this stage in the whole process, I think we all gonna have to just wait and see how the thing plays out, because it's one thing to become, you know, part of the entertainment part of it and setting up concerts or whatever they do with the NFL and the games. That's something totally different than working with the NFL on social justice stuff.
Exactly.
And so on the social justice side, you know, I don't know. They said they've been meeting for a year about this stuff. I think we're just going to have to play it out or let it play out and see what happens. And I don't want to speculate and say, you know, this is going to happen or Jay did this or did that.
Right.
I guess we'll sit back and see what comes of this. What is he going to say to the NFL that, you know, nobody else has said or done? Is the NFL really changing and shifting? And also, hey, all right, social justice, we know that the NFL can say and do whatever they want to say and do, but with, you know, officers or people in the street saying and do is totally different. The NFL ain't going to have, you know, a whole lot of effect on people out here. I mean, we've seen this time and time again. If the killing of innocent kids in schools or at nightclubs and all this stuff hasn't changed the mentality of somebody, I don't know what Jay-Z and the NFL is going to do. You know, a lot of stuff.
Exactly.
Even, you know, when we talk about, you know, what Colin knelt for as far as, you know, social justice and police brutality and all that stuff. I mean, you know, him kneeling, I get it. But we've been kneeling for years about that stuff in certain ways. And things have gotten worse to me. I don't know. So whatever they come up with, if they come up with the silver bullet, magic bullet, God bless them. But we have a lot of work to do in our communities personally and internally amongst ourselves, that, you know, there's no way we could put all this stuff on just whatever the NFL is talking about doing. Okay, they want to do their part, whatever that may look like. God bless them. But all I know is in Braddock, Rankin, Swissvale, East Pittsburgh, and Turtle Creek, we got shootings and stabbings and unemployment and bad air pollution and abandoned houses and up and down school systems that I think that I need to be working on personally, you know, along with other people. So the Jay-Z situation, that'll work itself out. I kind of look back to my own community and what can I do to solve some of that stuff.
Well, you said earlier when you were telling your story you said, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm taking my, you know, responsibility. And I agree with you. You know, there's an author that I read a lot of his books. His name is James Altucher, and I think all of his books kind of lead off with choose yourself. In other words, you know, do things yourself. We can blame whoever we want. We can hope that this leader or this guy does something for us, and hopefully they do help. But at the end of the day, you have to help yourself. Like I told my daughter, something that was told to me years ago, and I know where it was. It was in a car. It was my dad, myself, and the old coach of the Los Angeles Rams, who was a family friend, Chuck Knox. And my dad, I was 9 years old, and my dad said to Chuck, he says, "Boy, I hope Claude." Oh no, this other guy who was in the car said, "I hope Claude gets a break someday." And Chuck said to this other guy, he said, "You make your own breaks in life." But in other words, you know, if you want to get out of a hole, like you said, we have to do it within ourselves to dig out of it, do the right things and listen to the right people and make the advances ourselves. Do you agree with that? Those comments?
Yeah. Yeah. I wholeheartedly believe that. And that's why, you know, if you ever noticed, you know, anytime something goes on, what's the first thing people do when they need something? They call on, nowadays, what is it? They go on social media and then they do the whole crowdfunding and
stuff
to get people to buy into their dream or what have you.
Right.
And, you know, back in the day, we didn't have that. You had to go to family, friends, the community, right. Or you just right. Worked your tail off and you saved your money and you did what you had to do.
Sweat equity. Yeah.
Right, right, right. And so now across the board, we're just seeing people just want, like they always say now, these microwave results. You know,
right.
I need mine now. And I don't care how I get it or who helps out, but I'm going to rely on everybody to get me over that hurdle. And sometimes, you know, there's nothing somebody can say to you. You got to have the will and the fortitude to make it across that hurdle or that finish line. And, you know, with Michael Jordan, I always use him like as an example. Regardless of who he had around him, you knew Michael was showing up in the fourth quarter, no matter who he was playing. You know,
yeah.
There was nothing you had to say to Michael. You didn't have to pump him up on nothing. Michael was bringing it to you. You knew that when you go in the fourth quarter, something was coming. And so, you know, there's a lot, but they say only 12% of the world has that in them, which is super low. So if you're born
very
with that
low.
Gift to go and grind and you don't need nobody to tell you something, then you are gifted. Now, what you do with that gift is something different. Now, we've seen people have that gift and not use it. And I always tell people that, you know, God punishes those that don't use their gifts. And so, you know, I wholeheartedly believe in, you know, putting that work in. You don't have to tell Lee two times about anything, man. I'm going to get it done.
Right.
Now, the only time it might not get done is if it slipped my mind because I got 20 other things that I'm trying to get
done. Right. No, I know that. I know that. Well, on that, we're going to take another quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Inspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. We'll be right back with Lee Davis. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070. Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania,
and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.drpt.com/locations.
Okay, Lee, you talked about having a lot of things on your plate, and as I said, that's the first thing that I noticed about you. You have so many different titles and jobs and projects going on. Tell us a little bit about them. Obviously, tell us about the Lee Davidson Associates Consulting and some of the other SLG Sports Entertainment and whatever else you'd like to talk about.
Okay. Well, on the Lee Davidson Associates Consulting side, that's all about, helping businesses, whether it's startups, helping with funding, business coaching, development. We got we do electronic press kits for people. So it's anything that has to do with business. There's so many parts of that and so many associates that I have within that. But it's all based in or around business. SLG, it is what it is, sports and entertainment. Sports, we've had our NFL agency up. This is our third year going on our third draft officially. We also work with high school, college, and pro athletes to transition, high school to college, transition from college to pro, and help pros transition to retirement. And within that, we help them prepare financially, help them invest their money. We have a heavy life skills component to that, which a lot of agencies or entertainment companies don't have, meaning we're talking to young men and women about how to carry themselves, how to deal with personal issues, relationship building, anger management, anything in the life skills realm, we deal with that as well. We just want to have a well-rounded human being that we're working with and not just treat them like, just an athlete or entertainer or a piece of meat. So that's what right. makes us different than most agencies. Outside of that, I'm working on a couple movies. The biggest one is The Blind Boys of Alabama, working with Pittsburgh native Rusty Cundiff, who is known for he's made several movies. Of course, working with Spike Lee, one of his best friends. Spike Lee is going to be the producer. And so we're in pre-production of that right now, getting all that stuff together. We're also working on Breaking 3. If anybody out there, I'm aging myself. One of the first dance movies that ever came out was Breaking back in the 80s. And so yep. it was two installments. We're coming with the third installment within the next year or two. We're in pre-production with that and getting this casting together. What else we got going on? On the social side, I could talk about the entertainment and business stuff forever, but on the social side, I'm working with State Reps Jake Wheatley and Ed Gainey to introduce September 3rd. We're going to introduce Pathway to Pardons. And so we're going to help people with their pardon. If you, committed a crime in the 80s, 90s, 20, 30 years, and it was something that, nowadays we get a slap on the wrist. We're going to help people get a pardon from the governor's office so that they can move on to their lives and go back to school or become a politician, be a councilman, or whatever they want to get into that this record right. may have been hindering them from doing. So that's one thing we're working on. Also going to be working with Richard Garland on a reentry workforce development program through the Department of Justice, and that's going to roll out in March. And so these, along with a few other things, is all about helping folks, man. And so, with Lee Davidson Associates as well as SLG, like you alluded to earlier, we have a lot of interns coming from different colleges that want to get in those fields that, especially for African-Americans, for some reason, they have a hard time landing internships with companies. And so I'm just happy that I can lend a hand and give these guys and young ladies hands-on experience with, the things that they want to get into. So everything I do is based really around giving back or helping. You know, like I said, the businesses, they may fund or bring some money in, but that money goes towards, you know, giving back in some way, shape, or form, whether in the wintertime, we do our hand warmers for the homeless drive. Of course, we give the backpacks out during school, clothing for the kids, uniforms for kids for them to go back to school, and so on and so forth. There's a lot of things that I post on Facebook, but then there's a lot of stuff that I don't post that I just keep close to my heart. And when I do post on social media, it's really to inspire people to do something and let them know, you know, there's room for everybody out here, and don't let your gift go unnoticed sometimes. People need to see what you're doing to be inspired to do it themselves and know that it can happen.
Well, you know, you and I both know people who, as I said, they talk about doing this, they talk about doing that. I know a guy who was supposed to help out with an organization that I was involved with 7 years ago. I haven't heard from him since. He was promising me the moon, you know. But yeah, but you, I'll tell you that story another time. But you actually do, as I said, you jump in the water in the deep end and you go at it hard. And I admire you for that. And I think that's incredibly important. And I think anybody listening to this should be inspired by Lee to do something. I know that I don't do anywhere near as much as you do, but I've always enjoyed trying to help somebody out or trying to be an inspiration to somebody, trying to help them out. Because as I said, I know for a fact, obviously my parents did so much for me, but I had so many people who had impact in my life who, again, you can't do it alone. You just can't. Everybody needs a hand. So I commend you for all the work that you do. And we're going to take one final commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute. We'll be right back with Lee Davis. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, 814-503-8070.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.
Okay, Lee, we're going to give you a test here. Name our sponsors. I'm kidding. I'm just teasing, brother. I'm just teasing.
Well, you rattled off about 10 of them, man. You'd have me on that one. That would have been like taking a wonderless test for the NFL. I'd have got a three.
Oh, man. That's pretty good. Now, before we get to the final couple questions here, you know what? Let's talk about the thing that we're going to be doing, the Legends Division. You talk about walking the walk, talking the talk, walking the walk. I had three people that I thought we were going to make a run at this, and unfortunately, you know, it didn't work out for one reason or another. you know, no one's fault, I guess, just things kind of died on the vine, as they said. But I had this idea several years ago. I said, I've been fortunate enough to know a lot of former athletes from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, guys who still have a big name, who light up a room when they enter it. And I said, you know, I think that this could be a win-win-win for everybody involved. The athletes get paid, former athletes get paid, the people who want to hire them for representation or for whatever, appearances, and me slash the company or partner that I'm with, I think this could be a good thing. So you and I met when you appeared on the Steel City Sports World show. And again, I saw your biography, and that's we hooked up. And that was, I think, back in November, if you can believe that. And here we are now. And I tell you, after every time we meet, I always say I appreciate you, because like I said, you've been nothing but great to me and respectful, and I always appreciate you very much. And but like the athletes that we have, which again we're going to talk about, you know, as once we launch the thing. But like, what do you think about the athletes of the 70s, 80s, 90s? Not just the ones that we have, but compared to the athletes today. In my opinion, those guys had, they're a little bit more colorful, a little bit more. A little bit more personality. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I sound like an old timer, but what do you think about the difference between like the guys that we have compared to the guys that are out there today?
Well, first of all, let me start off by saying the guys that we're talking about from back in the day, I love each and every one of them, man. And so growing up, seeing these guys and now having a chance to work with them is a definite blessing. And I got to thank you for that opportunity. And, And with that being said, you know, it seemed like they were more colorful, more outgoing, had less money, and also had way less restrictions on them. So,
yeah, that's true.
You know, now these guys, man, with the power of social media, way more money, way more access to things. But, you know, it can be gone in an instant if you say or do the wrong thing at the same time. And so,
right,
you know, I try to, you know, look at both sides. You know, with, you know, open eyes and open ears and try to figure out and understand both sides. But if I was to get into this or if I could play or anything, I like to play in the old school, if I could, football, basketball, baseball, because again, those guys gave their hearts. They played hard and it wasn't really about the money. Now that was probably to them like, hey man, we get paid to do this.
Right.
But I could do this for nothing, you know? And so these guys now, I see some guys won't even play in a bowl game because they don't want to ruin the chance at a draft.
That
was unheard of. Like, I'm looking at that like, come on, man, really? And so some things I can't get with. Other things I understand because times change and all that. But, you know, again, it depends on when you're coming up. For me, I like the old school guys, man. I like that old school way.
Me too.
And so, you know, I guess I'm a little biased as far as. And I got the best of both worlds. You know, I've seen the old school stuff and I've been a part of this new stuff, but I just choose the old school stuff.
I mean, but even like, for example, Reggie Jackson, okay, whenever he hit a home run and he would stand there and watch it. Now, if you do that, they get on. You're a Dave Parker who with the wristbands and the white shoes, and he was the first guy to wear an earring and he used to do the snatch catch. I mean, you just don't have those kind of people. But if you do have them, I guess now they would just criticize the hell out of them because, like in baseball anyway, which I hate the unwritten rules of baseball where you're supposed to act like you're depressed if you hit a home run. You can't score too many runs because you're disrespecting the game. Or if a guy's pitching a no-hitter, you can't bunt. What happened to just try to win the damn game, you know, instead of all these feelings getting hurt? You know, I'm not crazy about that. But you mentioned something, I'm losing my mind here, about old school. Ah, that's okay. We'll go on to the last thing. Maybe it'll hit me while we're talking. I'm getting old. Anyway, we're going to have something now called the Dreher Physical Therapy Lightning Round. And what was I going to ask you? That's going to bother me. Oh, yeah, I know what I was going to ask you. It came to me. Zion, whenever he hurt, he got hurt when the shoe blew up on him. There was a lot of people said that he shouldn't go back to play college ball. He should just, because he could get hurt, instead just sit out, work out, and get ready for the draft. Now, thank God he didn't get re-injured, and he did go number one. But what would you, if you were his mentor, friend, father, or advisor, after he got hurt that time, what would you have told him to do?
Well, based on my relationship with quite a few pro athletes and having these conversations and walking them through some things similar to this, I'm telling them, hey, kid, get yourself together, you know, rehab, get your knee back, you know, to where it needs to be. Make sure you're 100%, and let's get back on the court. Because this, you're playing 20 games, 30 games in college, and that's cool. But in the NBA, you're going to be playing 82, and you're going to go up against some of the most vicious dudes that you ever going to play against night in and night out. Not, of course, not as bad as the 90s or the early 2000s.
That's for sure. I was going to say that. That's right.
But you know, for this generation, you might as well prepare for it. And this is just one stumbling block. You know, thank God you didn't get injured. You know, it could have been worse, but it wasn't. So let's get yourself together. Let's get back in the game. And that's what he did. So I applaud the young man. For sure.
I mean, that's another thing. And I don't have this written down either, but since we're kind of talking about it, the one and done in college basketball, in my opinion, I think that if a young man has a skill, because I know in baseball, you can go out of high school. Hockey, right. You can go out of high school. Now, football might be a little bit of a different thing because it's a little bit of a different thing. But I don't mind. I'll give you a story. Do you remember, I believe his name was Dwan Wagner. He played for John Calipari at Memphis. Well, Calipari always says to the players, and he's been criticized, like he invented the one and done. Like, it wasn't good when he does it, but when Krzyzewski did it, it was okay. But that's another story. But Calipari likes to say, if you want to do what's good for me, you'll come back and play for me. If you want to do what's good for you and your family and generational wealth, then go to the NBA. I mean, he's very, very supportive of these athletes going out and making money for their families. And I am too. So anyway, Dwan Wagner, he did leave Memphis after 1 year, signed, I want to say a $9 million guaranteed contract with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then I believe after his second or third year, he got an illness where he had to have major internal surgery and wear a bag and all that kind of stuff. Now, thank God he had that contract. How about if he would have had it his senior year of college? Then what?
Right. It would have been a wrap.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I mean, I guess you can't put a blanket on it, but for me, I think you should go get the money. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, it only makes sense. Let's be honest. When I'll flip the script. We ain't even going to talk about sports. We'll say when Bill Gates was at Harvard, he dropped out because he had enough and money and intellect to do whatever he needed to do to make the money that he was going to make if he graduated. That's why you go to college, to get out, get a job, to make a certain amount of money or get a career, whatever it is. Now, if you get into that career before you graduate, why wouldn't you leave and take the billions or whatever he is now, which now provides millions of jobs to people and created a whole new industry? So, again, like you said, we can't, you know, keep judging and being biased and say, all right, my daughter can play tennis at 15 or 13 and turn pro, but and let's be honest, this is usually an African-American issue, meaning they don't let the African-Americans who are playing these sports leave to go get money at an early age, which if we're talking about college basketball, it only makes sense. If somebody's going to give me X amount of millions of dollars to go play something that I love, and I know I'm not going to make this money coming out of college if I just get a regular job. Come on, man.
Exactly.
I'm going to go take this money. And what people don't understand is that the NBA and the NFL have a college reimbursement thing. So if you don't make it and you want to go back to school, they'll pay. But a lot of times the university will just give you another scholarship unless you finish out your rest of your school time. So it's a win-win to me. You know, so I'm going. I'm all for it. Go get the money,
heck
man.
Yeah.
Feed your family. And especially if you're coming out of a super humble, you know, family life, man. And it's one of these things where only 1% of a zillion people can make it into this field or whatever. I'm taking it.
Well, I know Calipari was criticized by, for example, Dan Issel, who was a former Kentucky legend. When the 1 year, I don't know if it was 4 years ago, but I believe Calipari had like six five or six Kentucky players drafted in the first round and for millions and millions of dollars. And he said this was the greatest night in Kentucky basketball history. And, you know, they criticized him because, no, when we win a championship, that's the greatest night. Calipari said, you don't understand. I've been to these young man's homes. I hear the stories. These guys are signing for millions of dollars. Now it's generational wealth. He says, this is what gets me excited. This is why I love doing what I do. So, you know, if you say anything else to me, you're being fake, because you, like a fan might say, no, he should go back and play. But if it was your damn kid, you'd want him to go get the $16 million contract. So I don't even want to hear that, you know.
Well, that's the old school way of thinking. That's the one reason or the one thing that I don't like about the old school mentality, is because, you know, we always go back to that. He should just play and get his degree. And a lot of times it's just sentimental. We just want to see this player play because we love the sport.
Exactly.
We love to see how far he's to build with the team and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, man, you know, when it comes to feeding your family and getting your family out of certain situations, man, I'm all for it. And I got a couple guys that I grew up with that played for Calipari when he was at other schools. And so I don't knock him. I have no problem with it or him. And then, too, like I said, if let's make it fair across the board. If a guy can go straight out of high school and playing baseball, why are you doing this to athletes on another school or another plane? So let's make it fair across the board.
Yeah, I'm with you. And, you know, and back to Calipari real quick. He's obviously a Hall of Fame coach, but he's even 10 times a better person. And the people who play for him always appreciate that he's really, again, he doesn't just talk the talk. He's really in it for those players, for sure. But before we go to the lightning round, I want to ask you one more thing. Your daughter is going to CMU as a grad student, correct?
Yeah, she's studying public policy. That's what it was. I couldn't get it out the last.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Public policy, and she'll be going to D.C., I believe, next year to work within that, you know, that field.
Good for her. Well, that's great, and I wish her all the best. On that note, we're going to take one last commercial break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back to talk with Lee Davis.
The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455.
Has your child been diagnosed with an autism spectrum or developmental issue? You're not alone. Aspire Pediatric Therapy has been helping families for over 10 years and has three convenient locations. Through love, laughter, and play, the Aspire team provides occupational speech and feeding therapy using the area's only state-of-the-art sensory motor gyms. Aspire will treat you and your family like family. Don't settle for less. Call 412-474-3566 or check them out on the web at aspirepediatrictherapy.com.
Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, 814-503-8070.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a leader in the field of outpatient physical therapy, specializing in orthopedics and sports medicine. With over 30 locations in Pennsylvania and one conveniently located in Wexford, Pennsylvania, we are excited for the upcoming opportunity to expand in the local Pittsburgh market. Our therapists are dedicated to compassionate care and superior results and are ready to serve all your physical therapy needs. For more information or to request an appointment, visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com/locations.
Okay, Lee, final thing here. We have something called the Dreher Physical Therapy Lightning Round. So we'll give you a quick question for a quick answer. Ready to go? All right, man. Favorite athlete of all time?
Favorite athlete of all time, Arthur Ashe.
Okay, good. All right. I like that. Favorite Pittsburgh restaurant?
Fermani's.
I was just there a couple of days ago with my wife. One person that you'd like to meet who is alive that you haven't met.
Who is alive?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Who's alive that I haven't met? Sheesh. Let's say Donald Trump.
Okay. All right. Somebody who you'd like to have met that passed away.
Roberto Clemente.
I just missed meeting him by a year. My uncle was friends with him, and I just missed meeting him. He's somebody who I definitely would have loved to have met as well. Anyway, and a final question or final thing. There's a lot of people in life, Lee, like you said, everybody has problems. Vinny Paz last week was our guest, and we opened up the show about every autograph that he signs, he puts "stay strong." So I asked him what it meant to him. And he said, "Claudio, everybody has problems. Every single person on this earth has some kind of problem." So he, you know, he always tells him to stay strong. What is your, I don't want to say a quote or a saying or something. What do you tell people or want to tell people out there, Lee, who are going through tough times in life and maybe don't see that light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, I always say something that you see on my wall in my office, and that's, there's no problems, only solutions.
Right.
And I truly believe that no matter what you're going through, we can make it through it, man. It's just, like I said, no problems, only solutions. There's a way to get through everything out here. You just got to think about it, be patient, be intelligent, and then make it happen.
I like that. I like that. And is there a website that people can check you out or look at your info or contact you?
As far as SLG Sports and Entertainment, they can just go to slgsportsandentertainment.com. They can see our clients, you know, our team, things that we're doing. As far as Lee Davis Associates Consulting, they can just go to my Facebook business page, and they'll see the stuff that I'm doing on there. And that's pretty much it, man. I'm a simple guy, man. I just do what I do.
All right. Well, you do it great. And again, I'm going to say it to you every time. I appreciate you, and you're definitely a blessing. And I'm grateful that I got to meet you on the show that day. And thank you for everything. And I look forward to our venture taking off and get things moving. But I appreciate everything that you do in business and socially. Like I said, you're a great, great person and definitely a role model for a lot of people, for everybody, for all of us.
Man, I definitely appreciate those kind words, man. And I will see you soon, my brother. Appreciate you having me on the show, man. I appreciate you. And you guys have a blessed one, and I'll see you soon.
All right, brother. Thank you for everything. Thanks for being on the show.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Okay, everybody, thank you for tuning in. That was a great, great guy, Lee Davis, as I said. Definitely check his work out on Facebook and on the SLG Sports Entertainment website. As always, want to thank my sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, and Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania. Always want to thank Rick Mitchell and Adam Zaloof, my great, great producer. Great person as well. You can listen to the show on ClaudioRelsano.com, Stitcher, iTunes, and Spotify. Upcoming guests, Rennie Stennett from the 1971 and 79 Pittsburgh Pirates. Two of our favorites that everybody has great comments on and loves to hear, and that's Smokin' Jim Frazier and Luther Dupree. I always enjoy having them on, and we're going to continue to have great guests on. We had Vinny Paz on last week, had a lot of listeners email me about that. Great interview, and appreciate all of you more than you know. Keep listening, spread the word out, subscribe to the channel, and as always, I always like to thank my mom and dad. So thank you, mom and pop. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRelsano.com.